Enter a fitting room and you might see a sign reading, "This area monitored by store personnel." The sign can be interpreted in at least two ways. One, store employees will stop by your fitting room, knock, open the door a crack, and ask if you need additional sizes. Two, store employees are peering at you through the door as you model clothing for yourself. Ask Winona Ryder today, and she'll likely tell you that the sign means the latter. She's lived it. A jury convicted her of felony grand theft and vandalism last week, based, among other things, on testimony from a security guard who said she peered through the slats on Ryder's fitting room to see Ryder snipping tags off merchandise. The conviction for felony theft, because the jury found that Winona Ryder took at least $400 worth of clothing. The conviction for vandalism, because the jury found she put holes in the clothes when she snipped those tags. Both convictions grounded, in part, on the testimony of that peering security guard. The peering through the slats issue is one the courts have looked at before, focusing on the level of privacy we have inside that private, but really not-so-private fitting room. And for the most part, courts find that we have little expectation of privacy in front of store mirrors in our little room because it isn't really ours. How private we feel, how private we should feel about the fitting room experience matters not only in an embarrassment sense, but also in a constitutional sense. Because putting aside the state action issue, the Constitution prohibits searches without warrants in places where we expect privacy. Our homes, for example. The opposite, we shouldn't have any expectation of privacy if our actions are in plain view and the person doing the viewing has the right to be where she is. The fitting room cases are out there. Criminal defendants have argued that they did expect privacy in a fitting room and that snooping security guards should be prevented from testifying about the shoplifting they saw. But courts routinely find that the Constitution allows security guards who see through slats, who gape through gaps, who hover in common hallways to testify. One quote to remember, this one from Winona Ryder's California, "Those who use fitting rooms are entitled to the modicum of privacy the fitting rooms appear to afford. Slats, gaps, common hallways, that sign, all tell us that the room isn't really truly ours alone." Courts use what they call the shoplifting epidemic to justify the peering, finding that stores need to protect their merchandise. To put it bluntly, courts sacrifice our underwear-clad bodies for merchandise protection. Stores have responded to the court's pro-merchandise language by putting those louvers on fitting room doors. As one court put it, louvers installed specifically for loss prevention purposes. One store detective boasted of the value in those slats. Shoppers can't see out, but detectives can see in. So look for those louvers and thank Winona Ryder for putting us on notice that the louver puts all of us on notice. Someone out there might be watching. The title of a Winona Ryder film fits the situation nicely. Reality Bites. I'm Amy Guida.